Two quick halachot in the laws of tefillin. We're reading now from Siman Lamed Bet, halacha chavav. Im otiyot shel shem devukot yachol lafridam. The halacha says, like we learned in yesterday's halacha, that the letters must not be touching each other. That's in order that the cloth can be surrounding the entire letter. If two letters are touching each other, there's a break. The cloth cannot go through. So therefore, normally what you do in that case is, as long as the letters are clear and there's a little touching between the letters, you just scrape a little and you separate the letters. However, the question is, are you allowed to do that in the name of God? Yudke Bavke, let's say some of the letters are touching. What's the question? You're not allowed to erase Hashem's name. So therefore, if you're going to start to scrape a little away so the letters don't touch, could be that's considered mehikah. Mehikah zasud in Shem Hashem. Maran holds it's mutar for the simple reason. Here your intention is to make a tikkun. Here your intention is to fix it. And so long as your kavanah is to mitaken, and the letters are really there already. It's not like you're writing the letters, and you're not really erasing the letter. You're just erasing a little attachment to the letters. Therefore, it's mutar in all situations. Second question is the next halakha. Otiyot v'tebot shenemheku ketzat im neshumani kar kol kak shetinok delo hakim velo tipesh yachol ekrotam mutar le'avir kol musar lehem le'etiv haketav el'hadesho velo havi shelo kesedran. We learned already in a previous halakha that the letters of the tefillin have to be written in order. So let's say you have a pair of tefillin, an old pair, but it was a nice pair when you bought them, and now the letters are starting to fade. Over time they start to fade. So you want the sofer to come and just, you know, blacken them, to make them darker. The question is, wait, you cannot make the letters darker because it could be it's like rewriting them. And if you're rewriting the letters, let's say it's in the middle of one of the parashiyot, a couple of the letters became lightened. So if you're going to write them over, you're writing those letters out of order. So the halakha says, so long as they're dark enough that a child could read the letter, you bring a kid, not the kid who's a hakam, no tipesh, is in the middle, and you say, what is this letter? If he can read it, then we say it's considered written. Therefore, writing over it is not considered writing a new letter. You're just darkening it, therefore it's okay. But if the kid looks at the letter and says, it's so faded that he can't make it out, then the writing it over is considered a new writing. Then it's shelo kesedran. Then the tefillin are going to be pasul.